be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be out of conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
It's all hands on deck from Handy Magazine's Tool Test Zone at the National Hardware Show. We'll be sanding, cutting, and grilling with new tools and, yes, backyard grills.
Things get creative when SureTech Scott Summers rolls in to talk tech about Duck brand duct tape.
We take to the skies with Little Giant Ladder's big-time president, Art Wing.
And we come back to Earth with Craftsman's Larry Costello, who gets us back to Get It Done Tools and Craftsman's Do It Together program for DIYers.
So roll up your sleeves and stick around.
And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. This is my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Might be first date on a city street. It might be white dress walking up to me. It might be the kiss brings me to my knees tonight. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.
Back inside my Fix It Up Life, and here we are at the Handy Tool Test Zone, Handy Magazine.
We are. We're at the National Hardware Show, and you can actually, if you're walking around and you can hear our voices, and you don't want to, like, stay and watch us, you can watch us on Ustream. You just go to Facebook, and you go to My Fix It Up Life, or you can go, I think there's a page on the National Hardware Show's website, nationalhardwareshow.com. And
yes.
There's also, if you go to the video page on My Fix It Up Life, you can watch there, too.
Yes, click on the Ustream hyperlink.
Oh, yeah.
There's thousands of ways to, literally thousands of ways to, or five.
Well, and also we're going to be sharing this broadcast on iTunes and on our radio show, too, that plays on Saturdays at 10 a.m. out of Philadelphia.
That is exactly what we're going to do. But to sort of paint the word picture here, one of my favorite things to say, we are surrounded by tool upon tool upon tool.
We are.
I mean, this is just great. I love this.
Yeah. You're like almost getting out of your seat. You're so excited.
I'm leaning forward. My body language is let's go.
Yes, you are let's go. And that's good because there's a lot going on here. I think they actually stopped doing some of the demos in the booth here. And, you know, because we're broadcasting now, but there were a lot of tools going earlier today here.
Well, what this whole thing is behind us, and that is the glass-enclosed nerve center back there.
The glass-enclosed nerve center.
I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah. The official magazine of Handyman Club of America.
Yes, which is edited by real-time, real-life woodworkers, DIYers, people who know what's going on and live the lifestyle.
Well,
and
you can go to handymanclub.com to check them out. You go to Facebook, go to Handyman Club as well, or follow them on Twitter at Handyman Club.
Yes. And if you hear a little distortion in our sound over Ustream, that's not distortion, even if it is.
It's excitement.
That's a router.
Uh-huh.
So there's all kinds of tools back here, and we've got an introduction of new grills coming to life.
There are, and it is very exciting here. And we're at the entrance to one of the halls, and it is this is one of the biggest shows of its kind.
I believe for a tool-focused show, this is it.
Yes.
This is the name of the game, where it's at, what's
happening.
So how
did I get you to sit here with me?
There's a booth in there. I've been able to get on the show floor a little bit. There's a booth in there with a mini excavator. There's chainsaws. There's impact drivers. There's compressors, generators.
Yes.
There's gloves. There's gear. What else have I seen? Keep in mind, that's before the place was open. There's blades.
I
want
to know, have you asked to drive any of those?
I will get on that thing and pop a wheelie down the hall.
Now, it's just a shame that our two-year-old Jack isn't here, because he would be literally out of his mind just because of all of the cool stuff here and because it's huge, you know, good running around here.
Oh, this would be huge running around. There's all kinds of giant booths in there and all this stuff. We're surrounded by tools, wood, chairs, no one sitting in them because there's too much to do.
Well, you know, I think we're going to have to go to break, darling.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Just a simple hello, what do? What do I say to you when I can see all I want with?
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? Da Vinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic Da Vinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, Da Vinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen Da Vinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning Da Vinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
This is my Fix It Up Life.
And this is my Fix It Up Life, and I am here with my handsome husband, Mark.
Well, I am the lucky one. I married all the way up.
Oh, thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Well,
also,
you know,
apparently I married a country singer. I didn't know. Thank you, darling.
Well, I am from Maryland. It is south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay.
It is technically south.
Technically it is.
And you are from Massachusetts, so there's no south in you.
I got no south in me.
No, not at
Where's
all.
Where's the bubble?
Exactly. And we are joined by someone who's from Cleveland, if I have that correct.
That is correct.
Are you from there or do you live there?
I live there at the moment. That's our corporate. That's actually the duct tape capital of the world. It's Avon, Ohio,
the
suburb of Cleveland.
The duct tape capital of the world. Yeah.
And this is Scott Summers who invented tape.
He invented tape, actually, in
back
Cleveland.
When I invented duct tape.
And you have joined us on our program before, but on the telephone, so it is so nice to meet you in person.
Very nice to be here in person as well.
And, you know, the duct tape is actually, like, everybody loves duct tape. Like, who doesn't love duct tape?
Yep, and I'm going to cut you off. Don't answer. Thanks for coming on, but you can't be on the show.
No.
Now, what we're talking about here, to narrow this down a little bit, is duct brand duct tape.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Say that 10 times fast and you can remain on the show.
You can remain on
Should
the
I
show?
Go now?
Yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Now, what are the...
I've been waiting around for a half hour.
I'm sure there's some cool new things that you want to talk about, but as my husband knows, I always have my own agenda.
She does. She brings it with her.
I do. Yeah. Now, what do you get, like, crazy emails from people all the time? They're like, this is what I use duct tape for.
Absolutely. You know, we always say that the one thing people love more than duct brand duct tape is telling their duct tape story. You know, I'll tell people, it's like, oh, I worked in duct tape. And they say, oh, you know, this one time I was camping and the roof blew off the camper and my dad fixed it with duct tape and it got us through the week. Or the car broke down and it saved the family vacation. We always talk about how duct tape saved the day for people. So.
That is very cool. So it's like, you know, you guys are in the emergency business as well.
In a lot of ways.
That's emergency response business.
People keep it around, have it around that role. You know, you always know where it is just in case.
I literally held a pickup truck I owned years ago together with duct tape. The body was rotting around the engine.
Thanks for keeping my husband safe.
You can see through the floorboards.
He wouldn't be here today without you. So thank you very much
for
that.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
But I realize this sounds ham-handed, and I don't want to be one of those, hey, you know, you seem to have something in your hand here.
No, you do. Can I see what you have in your hand?
Absolutely.
But this is cool.
Wait a second. College. This is Gators.
College logo duct tape. You know, the duct tape's undergone an evolution over a number of years, and our company's really been leading the forefront of innovation as it relates to duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
It started with, you know, everyone knows that big silver roll of tape, and it evolved into some colors like black and white and the basics. Mm-hmm. Well, we evolved it from there into neons and fluorescents and yellows, and then we took it to the next step and started to print things on it, like designs. And as kids began to do crafting with it, or people wanted more, to add more personality and fun to the repairs, we did things like tie-dye and zebra. All these things are available now.
I had no idea there's tie-dye and zebra.
Absolutely,
you,
yes.
You really?
So, yes, we do.
Oh, wait a second. The prom dresses.
Yes.
Yes, the Stuck at Prom contest.
We have...
is that going on right now?
It is. This is actually the 11th year for
the 11th
our Stuck
year?
At Prom contest.
Funny, I went to 11 proms.
He did not.
I went to my own.
he stood outside them saying, you want to go to my prom? Do you want to go to my prom? You're already in the dress. Can I come out of my prom?
Most likely to be voted a social recluse.
Lots of people go to high school for 11 years.
No, but the Stuck at Prom contest...
She's better at this than me.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, you know, what if I told you that thousands of high school kids over the last decade have gone to their proms and outfits made entirely out of duct tape? It's incredible.
That is absolutely amazing.
Our company has given over $150,000 in college scholarships since that time. And this year, the 11th annual the 11th annual Stuck at Prom contest, we are even taking it to a new level. Teresa Scanlon, the 2011 Miss America, is a member of our panel of judges judging these the costumes.
Really?
Did she know anything about dresses?
You know what? When she won the contest, CNN actually reported that one of the things that she likes to do is to make clothes made out of duct tape. It doesn't get much more mainstream.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
So you can go out to our YouTube, our Duck Brand page on YouTube channel, and you can see a video that Teresa recorded for us announcing her participation as a judge for our contest.
Now, did she ever enter the contest?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
But she did it anyway, like in her life before you guys called her or whatever.
Exactly. You know, it's just something that lots of kids love to do. And, you know, you can go to stuckatprom.com and you can see all the dresses that these kids have made over the years. It's absolutely amazing. The craftsmanship, the creativity, it's phenomenal.
So is it people are entering now or voting now?
They're entering now,
okay.
And voting will begin in the beginning of summer. What we do is we get hundreds of entries from all over the country, including Canada. And what we do is we pare it down into a top 10, and then we put the top 10 up online, and then all the people get to go out and vote on the webpage. It's stuck.
That is so cool.
Oh, that totally
right. I absolutely love that. We had the winner on last year on our radio show, and
totally
he was
put together. Kid.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
Really. The amount of detail and everything that, and he made the outfit for his date. Like he did everything.
Yeah.
And just like, wow.
Much like you, smarter and more charismatic than me as well.
So what else is new that we can talk about?
Well, you know, there's throughout the year we do lots of things with duct tape that are noteworthy. You know, we have the Stuck at Prom contest in the spring. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, we actually have the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. And in the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival, it's everything duct tape. We have 50,000 people from all over the country merge in Avon, Ohio, and it's like it's an entire carnival festival with rides and games and everything duct tape. There's sculptures, there's a crafting tent, and
you
people come from all over the
me.
Place.
No, really, seriously?
Great. We celebrate it as Avon, the duct tape capital of the world. This is Father's Day weekend.
Avon, Ohio.
20th.
If you live anywhere near there, or if you're looking for a novel place to go, you have to go there. It sounds outrageous. Do you have pictures on your website?
There are pictures on the website.
And what's your website?
If you go to duckbrand.com, you can link in and see where the festival, all the details surrounding the festival.
That is crazy.
It's a ton of fun. And then as we get into back to school and then even holiday, I want to just tell you really quick that Halloween sticker treat is, as we dub it, we have a sticker treat contest.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
We have an online jack-o'-lantern contest where you actually decorate your pumpkin out of duct tape. tape. So it's safer than carving your pumpkin. You can decorate it with duct tape. The entries are unbelievable. We did this last year. We gave $1,000 away to the winner. Go to duckbrand.com. You can see all of our latest contests and all the fun things we have going on with duct tape.
Well, I like that, too, because I like to make a stuffed pumpkin every year, and so that
annual tradition.
Ah,
so that makes it so that I don't have to buy a separate pumpkin to make my stuffed pumpkin. We can decorate it with duct tape and then take the tape off when I want to put it in the oven.
There you go.
There you go.
It won't
oh,
rot.
Yeah, like it'll come off. It's duct tape.
You can get it off, right, darling?
I'm not stronger than chemistry.
He is. He's like my superhero.
Now, we
my
are
personal
here,
superhero.
We are here at the Handy Booth,
mm-hmm.
and dresses are cool, and duct tape pumpkins are cool.
Are you trying to segue away from dresses and pumpkins?
No, I'm just trying to... There are a lot of people, you streaming us, listening, walking by, testing tools. So is there any truth? Now we're getting like down and dirty with tape. Is there truth to the fact that duct tape is suitable for just about anything but ducts?
And we just have about a minute left, too.
Oh, yep, just really quickly.
The lightning round.
We do. SureTape does, our parent company, SureTape, they do make a tape that is appropriate for duct work, and it's coated and printed. It's one of the few that are approved by California Energy Commission. You have to check your local building codes, and most of the tapes that are good for duct work will have a particular code, building code, printed on them, so inspectors can come in and see that they meet regulations.
I have seen plenty of ducts.
What about the zebra print?
The zebra print's really cool. I want to tell you one last thing is that if you're a social media person and you use Facebook,
yes.
search Duck Brand.
Okay.
We are approaching 4 million fans on our
no
Facebook page.
No way.
We are approaching a break.
All right.
Oh my
we
goodness.
Are taking now. We'll be back in a minute.
Thanks for having me.
With more of my Fix It Up Life.
See them go. Was a fine print close. Back to back, you head and got lost in seven. Story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know. I was changed for the better. Caught in a breeze, I'm on my knees and begging. Keep this together.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Oh, 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 oh.
You ready? I'm looking at you guys, not that, right? And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life, inside the National Hardware Show at the Handy Magazine Tool Test Zone.
And I have to say, we're listening to the music by the handsome Tim Williams. Go to timwilliams.com, check him out.
Buy his records, you'll be happy you
CDs,
did.
CDs, darling, CDs.
Look, I'm a man of a certain age.
You are a man of a certain age.
Yeah, get his 45.
Get his 45.
Whatever.
You can go to iTunes, and you can download his music, too.
Yeah, that's on the internet.
Yeah, they have that.
I totally have iTunes.
You totally do, because I set it up for you.
Through you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, as geosynchronously, orbitally cursed as I am.
Yes.
In the internet world.
Yes.
Even though I am the chief technology officer here at My Fix It Up Live.
He thinks he is, but he's really not.
It's about the tools.
Oh, you are the chief tool expert at My Fix It Up Live.
Beyond question.
Beyond question.
And we are joined here
mm-hmm.
by one of the leaders in the tool industry, specifically ladders.
Yes.
Art Wing, the president of Little Giant Ladders.
And we love Little Giant Ladders, I have to say, and we always are using one, too.
We have the Select Step at home. And I don't know if you designed that by magic, but that thing is, and it, I know it sounds like a commercial, but it's three ladders in one, and it really is.
And everyone who comes by our house, too, checks it out, and they're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Our electricians came by the first time we saw it, and they basically wanted to take it with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We get a lot of that.
We get a lot of that.
We appreciate that. Yeah, there was some magic involved. As for setting up your show, I'm going to have to go with Teresa because...
Technical difficulty. Standing by.
I did not see Mark doing much of any setting up, so...
I just direct it. I just direct it.
He carries everything.
Strong back, weak mind.
So
yeah.
If he's a muscle here, it might fix it up life.
Yeah, the select step's been a great ladder. We introduced it here at the Hardware Show last year, and we're introducing it this year in fiberglass.
Oh, get out of town.
Which will open up a whole other demographic for non-conductivity and electricians and... a lot more of a commercial approach. So.
Oh, that's great. It's great in aluminum now.
Right.
Now, that runs... Have people seen that on an infomercial around the TV world?
Yeah, we do a lot of things differently as a ladder company. We do infomercials. There is a SelectStep infomercial. We're doing a 60-second spot right now that'll be running with a promotion through Home Depot for June.
Okay.
And we do have another long form, which is a 28.5-minute infomercial that'll be aired at the end of June on another one of our products called Extreme. So
we
use media, we use social media, we use online tools. If you can think of a way to get to market, we do it.
Well,
wow.
And the reason I bring that up is because your company has been doing this like since the beginning of that kind of direct response marketing, isn't that right?
Right. Our company started off doing home shows, trade shows, and we still do upwards of 300 to 400 events a year with us.
Wait. Get back there. You can't just say that really quickly. 300 to 400?
Yes. Costco is a strategic partner, so we're in line doing demonstrations. We do their roadshow program, and then we have a division of our company that does trade shows, public shows, home shows, you name it, they demonstrate. We do that, and then we also use the internet to demonstrate as well. In fact, one of the big pushes here at the show this year is we're one of the first companies in the Home Depot systems that's embracing this QR technology. So if you were to scan my shirt sleeve, you'd actually see a really cool video on...
On who? On you?
On SelectStep. And if you go to our booth, there's actually a QR on every single product in there, and we use it in we're eventually going to use it in our instruction books. If you can think of a way to use QR, people will be able to get information instantaneously, and we know that's where it's at.
Now, I've seen the QR codes in a lot of places, but I haven't seen them a lot building products and tools and everything. So that you guys are very cutting edge.
We're a little bit a couple of years ahead of the curve.
Again.
Most ladder companies have come up with a patent or two in the last century. We have 40 in the last decade, so... The SelectStep is one of
40 in the last decade.
Yes,
400 shows a year, 40 new patents in the last decade. You guys are busy.
And they've got a ladder over here. Now I've seen this because we talk back and forth periodically. But is this
that's
public
a hot
yet?
Looking ladder, by the way. I can say that because I'm a girl. That's hot.
And I'm not sure we can get it in our Ustream shot.
You know,
so we're gonna grab some photos of it eventually. And get see how this works. But basically, it's called the sumo stance, wide stance, adjustable leg.
The sumo stance.
Extension ladder, I can say it.
Yeah, it's an extension ladder with an outrigger system, again, that's patented. Each side is individually adjustable. It gives it 500% more sideways stability, which is the number one reason people have accidents on ladders is they overreach and... That's the last thing they remember.
Belt buckle rule.
So this gives you that. There's also a level on the side, which will give you that perfect 75.5-degree angle that your ladder is supposed to be leaned up
on.
Oh,
no way.
Bring it on.
And
you have the QR code, too.
And there's a QR code if you have a question on how to use it, safety points. There's also a level on the front for left or right to make sure you're perfectly level.
I'm glad you brought that up because despite the fact that everything you need to know about a ladder is written on it. People don't read it.
Nobody
the labels
reads
wear
the
off.
Ladder.
Right.
Nobody
reads
the ladder.
Even though it's all right there. You know, other instruction manuals come, you know, packaged with it and people throw them away. It's on the ladder.
Well, and that's a job site, too, that better known as the place where you race to throw instructions away.
Right.
But can you QR that and take it to a video of a appropriate use of the ladder?
Every one of our products has a QR on how to use the product, and then we also have QR codes that will take you into a safety page and show you how to use it safely. As far as ladders go, you're not even required to do an instruction book, and we've been doing it for 25 years and actually have instruction books on our ladders. All you're really required to do is labels on the ladder. So we really believe in people being safe, working smart, working fast, being less tired at the end of the day and getting done with their projects quicker.
Well, the only thing I think that I can think of that you can improve the ladder is if it came with an actual handyman.
Can you start shipping people? Thank you.
This gentleman over here looks pretty strong. Do you come with the ladder? No, he doesn't come with the ladder.
We do not provide one. but I think you can get them online, and I know Mark will work for hire. So.
He will. And I will go with him. If you live in an exotic location, I will totally go with you.
Oh, if you want to rock it in some cool place,
yeah.
Aspen's good.
Yeah, that's
Stowe
cool.
Stowe would be good.
Hawaii's awesome.
So the bungalow in Hawaii, you guys
are
off.
South Beach is
awesome. The bungalow.
Yeah.
It, well, that's probably down the street from ours.
Okay.
You know, where
you guys are on Facebook, Little Giant Ladders is your Facebook.
We have a lot of domains.
Okay.
Our main corporate domain is littlegiantladders.com. That's our home site, and you can see all of our videos.
Can you see a picture of the sumo on there?
You can see a picture, and you can see a video of every single product and everything. There's tons of video assets on that page.
And you're on Twitter?
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, and we do a lot of social media, viral video, regular media. Like you said, we're not your – I was telling these guys, a couple of these guys you can't see off camera, this isn't your daddy's ladder company, but in my case it actually is.
So,
it's a family-owned business, and we've been around for about – going on our fourth decade.
Wow.
Well, your dad is pretty cool then.
He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Where are you guys based out of?
We are out of Provo, Utah, which is about 40 miles south of Salt Lake City. So
oh, nice.
If you want to snowboard or ski –
totally cool park city.
Yep.
I love it. Now, is for you have so many different kinds of ladders. Is there like a top three list of suggestions you can give to people? You know, like handy guys here buy ladders.
Right.
Like a top three list on guidelines for buying the proper ladder for what you do?
The nice thing about Little Giants, our original Little Giant was the original telescoping articulating ladder.
Right.
So much so that it's actually become a category. So if you go to a website and say, I want a Little Giant, you're going to get some knockoffs and some things that are inferior, but we created a category. The nice thing about that ladder is the Model 17 and a Little Giant will do 24 ladders in one, and the nice thing there is you always have the right ladder for the right job, so you're not
24
overreaching.
24 ladders in one, 400 shows a year, 40 patents in the last decade. I think we're going to have to take a break because you just made me tired.
We're exhausted. We might not even come back in a minute
and
with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Wasn't supposed to be like this. Wasn't supposed to be content. Doing fine on my own. Long enough I went. These smokes are old and burning. Time at least is not mine. These chips are outlook turning. Playing better on the back nine.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Smokes are old and burning. Time sleeps this nightmare. Ships are half up turning. Playing better on the back nine.
Officially inside My Fix It Up Life.
Official.
Right now, Ustream, Facebook, MyFixItUpLife.com,
yeah.
The tweeters.
The tweeters, the Facebooks.
The Facebook.
Yeah, you can connect with us all over the place.
You can.
Yeah.
And we, right now, right this second.
We are sitting at the National Hardware Show.
At the Handy Magazine booth.
We are.
Tool Test Central.
Tool Test Central. And it's kind of appropriate, though, that we have our guest here.
It is appropriate we have our guest, Larry Costello, who owns Sears. Is that right? Because you are
well,
everywhere.
Congratulations for owning Sears. You
no,
must be doing well.
You're getting me in trouble with that. No, I don't own Sears, but that's a nice, lofty goal.
Yeah, Larry is everywhere. You're involved with all kinds of cool stuff. Every time I see you, you're doing something totally different. But right now what you've got is a program with Sears called Do It Together.
Right, right. And we're very excited to be at the hardware show this year. The Sears Blue Tool Crew has announced the Do It Together program, which really recognizes unsung heroes who are doing great things in their community, using their tools and talents to create positive change in their community. So we've got a few different aspects of that program. But
What does that mean exactly?
How do you get involved in that?
So
somebody's listening or watching. What do they do?
We ask two different questions at the same time. Go.
Yeah. Can you answer them at the same time, too?
Yeah.
Can you look at us out of, you know, one eye at a time?
I'll speak backwards.
Okay.
You can go to facebook.com/SearsBlueToolCrew. And the way it works is, we know that there are people out there doing projects together for their community, right? It's sort of evolved from do it DIY to do it together.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing is one of the things we're announcing is a traveling toolbox that will be going around to communities all over the country. We're going to have four of those that we'll be sending out.
And by traveling toolbox, you mean truck and a half, right?
Not quite a truck and a half, but it's a pretty good-sized toolbox. It'll be packed with Craftsman tools,
uh-huh.
A gift card for a couple $250, and then a flip cam to capture all the action at whatever project that person has a passion for.
Okay. Now, how do you get selected to be one of those people that gets this cool toolbox?
Yeah, so you can tweet.
You can just write it down here so I get selected.
Give your name to Larry right now.
So
I win.
You can go to our Twitter site and tweet, that you'd like to be considered for that.
And what's the Twitter handle for that?
That is.
I know you guys have a lot of different Twitter handles.
He's got to go into the code.
Twitter.com/BlueToolCrew.
Uh-huh.
Tweet for tools is the hashtag.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So if you're interested, send us a tweet. And the Blue Tool Crew will consider it. We've got four of them going around the country. They're going to start in Arkansas and go to different spots helping families. It's kind of an extension of what we do with our Heroes at Home program and Rebuilding Together.
Mm-hmm.
Just now we're going to take the tools, put them in the hands of those who are really active in their community and let them go to work.
That is so exciting. I can't wait to see the videos that you guys are going to get from that, too. And are you going to post them on YouTube and all of that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Right. Now, is it on now, or is this new and launching at this time?
It's actually, I'm a little ahead of things. We're actually announcing it tomorrow.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Oh,
so
we got the pre-announcement.
We got a little bit of a on it.
Yeah.
We're excellent.
We're in the know and everything.
Yeah, right.
That is what that. That's it. Okay, everybody, show's over.
No, it's
pack
not.
Pack it up. Let's go.
That is so cool. I am very excited for that program. When do they actually ship out to everyone? The winner. When is it over? Do you know?
It's going to be throughout the year.
Okay.
So it'll start right out of Hardware Show here.
Okay.
We're going to make sort of the official kickoff tomorrow at a very cool event that we're doing with Rebuilding Together.
That's a great organization.
Rebuilding Together.
We
participated in a project in Philadelphia a year ago, and absolutely just amazing what they do, transforming homes for people that just can't afford to just little fixes around their house and everything like that.
Or
makes
big
huge
fixes.
Difference.
Yeah. So we work very closely with them. Through our Heroes at Home program, it helps military families. We're coming up on the 10,000th. Project with
10,000
with Rebuilding Together, and we're doing 200 just this year.
Fantastic.
So this is a nice extension of that.
Wow.
Question about the Do It Together program starting in Arkansas. Is that coincidence, or does it have anything to do with the storms that happened down there?
That was certainly kind of part of the equation.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we were able to locate a military family there as well that needed some help and that was trying to organize some things in the community. So we thought that they were deserving of a very cool toolbox from the Blue Tool crew and Craftsman, and they'll keep it for a while. It'll get some, it'll be like one of the suitcases with traveling stickers on it. It's going to make the rounds crisscrossing the country, and we'll have four of those. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is really neat. And you guys have another new program, too.
One other thing. Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Making a Difference with Dads,
right?
I think is the name of it.
This will be the second year that we're doing a contest. So anybody that's out there that has a great dad who uses his tools for good in the community, you can you can go to facebook.com/SearsBlueToolCrew and nominate them for a chance to win $30,000 toward their project.
You've
got to be kidding me. And when can you enter right now?
Starting midnight tonight, tomorrow, basically.
Okay.
The website goes live, and we'll have the ability on Facebook for folks to post their entries. It's very simple. It's a 250-word essay and a photo. And then the judging will occur through, I think, June 10th. And then by July 11th, we'll have winners announced. And it's one of those things where America is going to get a chance to vote once we get the finalists. America will have a chance to vote.
America loves to vote. We just love to vote and be able to
democracy.
Determine.
Yeah.
Well, not just politics and everything, but the dancing people, the singing people, the tool people, the every people. Like, we just like to vote and determine everyone's destiny. Like, it's not just what our forefathers have decided about. It's like, we want to vote on everything now.
It is true.
Yeah.
It is true.
We're
people
like
love these stories.
Voting.
You've got your own reality show, right?
I guess it's officially
in the works.
She's a legal department.
I am.
Now let's say, I can't tell you.
I can't tell you, no. No, and we've had the pleasure of going out there for the Craftsman experience, too.
Which is the best thing in the world. I mean, that thing is great.
That place is awesome.
Yeah, we love Craftsman Experience in Chicago, and you can view that. The cool thing about that is you can see what's going on through the internet. So you can go to the Craftsman social media pages through Facebook and check it out and see what cool project they're working on every weekend.
And they come up with totally cool, relevant stuff that you need to know how to do,
and
totally outlandish
stuff.
Things
right.
Yeah.
That are just off the chart.
Now, we have just about 30 seconds left. Is there anything else that everybody should know?
Well,
lightning round?
Totally on the spot.
I would say check out the Craftsman tools that are coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a quick boost charger that for those lithium-ion Nextech batteries for the Craftsman Nextech line, you can recharge those in just 3 minutes. You can
Wow.
get back up to 25% in just 3 minutes.
Well, we're
going
to have to
recharge
ourselves because we're taking a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
The concrete subsides, a million fans at their feet. There's a town marching down to the bank on Broad Street. 30 years for the tears bleeding ears. Here I please
turn
it up.
That was fun. Those programs are fantastic.
Tune it
in. I do want to follow up with you on that. That's
city's alive, singing to the top of the sky, bleeding red, do or die, we won't know till we try. Gonna take this tonight, fighting darkness to light, don't give up.
Appreciate it.
Don't give in, and we won't back down. Going down, around, and back again. Stand the ground.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Doors in Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Lift the crowd. Stand upon the edge and see how it feels to finally be on top. Billy Dad said the tales about champions' reigns. Sons left with babies and what could have been. Now it's our time to shine, a time to dreams on the line. It's for you. It's for him. When the sky turns to red, throw the ties in the air. Let your voices of fear get up out of your chair. Waited too long for this. I would never repent. It's our time. It's our time.
And it is our time.
It is our time, and we are having a fabulous time here at the National Hardware Show, and we have a fabulous time every week on our radio show.
We do, and you know what? One of the things about just coming in at that lyric, it's not like we planned it. We didn't have practice before we came here doing wind sprints, you know, pull-ups and stuff, and then
well,
finish that time.
You were actually working out with the furniture in the hotel room this morning, like
yes.
you usually do on these trips.
Yes.
But, you know, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, you know, what were you going to say?
What were you going to say?
finish time.
That.
We're talking about time. We didn't plan it. We go into the segue.
Yeah.
And it's just sometimes life is just charming.
Life is charming. And we don't practice and we don't. This is our real life. This is what we really do.
Yeah, Tim, sing my Fix It Up Life and I'll mouth the words like I'm talented.
Oh, that's pretty good, Mark. Check us out online at myfixituplife.com. Check us out on Twitter at myfixituplife. On Facebook at
myfixituplife.
Very good. YouTube at
YouTube.
myfixituplife, our channel. Newsstream, myfixituplife. It's pretty consistent that way. It makes it very easy for everyone to connect to us. Send us your questions. Show us what you're doing in your projects. We'd love to hear what you're doing at home because it inspires us, and we learn from you.
Yes.
We hope that you learned something from us.
And we hope you enjoy each other's projects and you know that you're not alone out there. And now that you can see us, we're really real.
We really are. And you know what? You should tune in to My Fix It Up Life every Saturday at 10 a.m. East Coast time.
Thank you for joining us from the Handy Booth. And we're out of here with My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you walked in tonight into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life.com. This is my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. Might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a gift that brings me to my knees. It might be initial carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. My fix-it-up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix-it up life. Just a simple and low of you. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be running at my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door. Fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.